Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good Good morning. I hope all can hear me. Having a few technical problems. Stay online. Don't hang up. We're certainly interested in hearing from you. This is Professor Ashcutt. We are excited about talking about developmental success.
Thank you.
morning. This is Professor Applewhite. We've got a large amount of people on switchboard. Please hold on. Thank you so much for your patience this morning. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Great, great. Stay on the show, and we're going to be right with you, and we've got an exciting show starting. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite.
Good morning, Miss Dorothy.
Good morning, Dorothy. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you this Saturday morning. It's a great Saturday morning. Good morning. How are you? I'm Professor Applewhite. What's your name?
Beverly.
Beverly. Beverly. And where do you live, Beverly? In Surprise, looks like?
Yes.
In Surprise, Arizona? All right. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. All right. And we've got somebody else here online. And we'll try to get to everybody before we get to the description of the show. Sorry, we're running a little late today. Hi, this is Professor Applewhite. Let's have your name.
Nazim Rashid.
Hello, Nazim Rashid. Good morning. Good to hear from you. And who is this one right here, this 200 number? Who is this?
This is Maria.
Good morning, Maria. It's always good to hear one of our loyal listeners calling in. Well, Dorothy's going to read our description this morning as one of our special co-hosts. Stay tuned, because after our show ends today, we'll be going into positive news with Nazim and Dorothy, Nazim Rashid's show called Reconnected, based on his new book coming out this year. And we certainly hope that he continues to be our special co-host when time permits for him. Okay, how do we develop productive work and study habits? And we're going to go a part one on this because there's so much information that I want to share with all our listeners out there. Over 7,000 of you have been plugging in to the show from one point to another, and we appreciate that you've been listening to us from all over the world, and we hope that in some way knowledge that you has helped you. So let's go into how we develop productive work and study habits, Dorothy. Can you give us some insight on that?
Okay. Professor Applewhite takes listeners through early prenatal and childhood development, beginning with the first 9 months and the abilities we develop in early childhood. A strong focus is placed on the type of desired behavior expected in the classroom that supports a healthy development over a person's lifespan. Information shared from teachers, students, listeners, and special co-hosts will help us explain some of our present destructive habits in college, work training programs, and employment from various cultures in the United States and around the world. Professor?
You know what? When I heard you read that, Dorothy, it just hit me that it's so important that we take into account the cultural implications from other areas of the world, because when we talk about work and school, it is different. Even within the United States, there are cultural differences between, let's say, California and New York, and the way we treat the how we value, I should say, the educational system and the work system. Just recently, has anybody heard that California is now going to minimum wage for all state employees? Has anybody heard that on the news?
No.
Anyone?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to share that news with you. Yes, they are actually going to make all state employees at a certain level. They're going to put all of them at minimum wage in order to maintain their job and save the economy there. So I can imagine that that's going to upset a lot of people, especially those that have put a lot of time into school and into their employment to be in that kind of position where you go down to minimum wage, which sometimes will be less than people make at fast food places. Won't that be something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, on a positive level on that, and that leads into Nazim's show that follows, what would you say about that, Nazim? How can people maintain a positive attitude about that?
Well, you know, they have to just see themselves in a different kind of situation entirely. You know, when things happen, there's always a reason, and most times we have no idea what the reason is. We have to see some kind of positive benefit. If you can't see it, just imagine it. Just
right.
Imagine some kind of positive benefit and then feel that while you're using your left brain to get a job or try to get something else going on for yourself. But
right.
One thing you don't want to do is to blame yourself and say, it's my fault. That's one thing you do not want to do.
Yes. And, you know, another important part of that, if anybody has anything else to say, please jump in. It's not in any way an interruption to us because we run this as a discussion. So it's not a lecture. It's a discussion radio show. And so we welcome comments at any time during our broadcast. But one of the things that's real important for us to understand, and I think that's real important what you said about knowing that it's not our fault, and many people with disabilities, with visible disabilities, because all of us have a disability, and for those of you who have not listened to our previous shows, let me please enlighten you that disability means that there's something in your life that you are unable to accomplish in the way that you want to accomplish that thing, and that already indicates a disability, and that's all a disability is simply that, okay, is that you learn how to adapt to different ways to do things and stay objective about it. Objective meaning that you say on a positive wavelength, knowing and build confidence in yourself. Build lots of confidence that you can accomplish what you set out to accomplish, but you just have to detour a little bit, go a different way about it. And so we hope that you catch that. For those of you who may be in California listening to the show and may think for some reason that it is something that you're doing, that maybe if you had just moved another level up or go on to another training class or whatever. This is happening to many, many people. And so that's what you have to look at around the world, so to speak, is what's going on around the world that's going to force you, okay, to adapt and to look at how you can turn what you're doing into a more comfortable place for you to be at, for you to live at. Okay, does everybody get that? Okay, I hope everyone gets that, all our listeners out there. I hope they're aware of that. By the way, that was some great music that you played there at the beginning of the show, Nazim. It went on for a little longer than we thought, but we always enjoy you sharing your music with us. And so one of the things that I wanted to focus on, too, is that as our title indicates, how do we develop productive work and study habits? And developing in itself means that we grow with something, is that we start at one phase and then we move to another phase. Everybody get that? Okay, all our listeners out there, I hope you're shaking your head and saying, yeah, we move from A to B or B to C or A to Z in a certain amount of time, and so we develop. Now, the key is, are you developing productive work and study habits? Now, that's the key. What do you call productive? And I think that's a really good question because I ask many students that, many students at 20 years old to 50 years old. Okay, because we work with adult learners at White Apple Institute, which is who sponsors this show, and we ask them, you know, well, what is productive? And many people have a challenge determining what is productive for you. They say something like, well, I just do what I do, and, well, I just do what I think I can do. And I say, what are your goals? Or one of the other counselors might say, well, what are your goals? What do you want to do with your life? What would make you happy? And they say things like, I don't know. I don't know what would make me happy. I don't get it. I don't know why you're even asking me this. You know, heck, I'm disabled. I can't do anything. You know, I have a heart problem, or I'm blind, or, and even if you show them someone who's blind, who's an attorney or an accountant, it doesn't matter, because whatever their makeup, whatever the way they see themselves in the mirror, is what perspective or vision they hold of themselves. So it doesn't matter, even if you show them people who are comparative, they will find a way to tell you that that's not the same thing, that they had a good life, that they had parents who cared, or they had to struggle, or they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, and then they were blind. They'll come up with something that will interfere with them developing a goal. Does everybody, anybody get that, and anybody have any comments about that? Because that's a pretty strong statement that I'm making there. Okay. So since we don't have any comments on that, let me just say that there are a lot of theories, developmental theories that are out there that talk about how people develop and what's really going on. And everybody's probably heard about a guy named Sigmund Freud. And Sigmund Freud, I mean, he becomes a big joke to a lot of people. But in reality, even though I don't agree with many of the things that he wrote, as a psychiatrist in the, oh gosh, I think it was in the early 1900s, if he didn't write the things that he did about the mind and about development, we wouldn't have much to argue about, okay? And by debating or arguing, psychiatrists and psychologists and other mental health professionals, teachers, in addition to students, would not have a lot of information to go by. You see, Freud believed that everyone that is born has some kind of inner drive that is based on their sexuality, okay? And also unconscious, which means that we're not awake usually when we have these thoughts. We're not in our full mind when we have thoughts about ourselves, and that's called unconscious. And so this theory, which for most of you teachers and mental health professionals out there know, that we call that the psychoanalytic theory, but we don't want to get too far ahead of those of us that are not familiar with that term. So I'm breaking it down for you and letting you know that that's when Sigmund Freud made up the theory that we develop based on these ideas that we hold inside of us about who we are, and that most of the time we are in this world of not being really awake, okay? And that might be true, okay? You know, I don't know how you feel about that. But he really truly believed that people base their life and their goals and the way they develop around their sexual urges, and they have bizarre sometimes sexual urges that form the way they think about themselves. And that could be sexual urges that don't develop for them, because there are many people who have disabilities that don't have sexual urges, and so they're angry about that, or those that have over the amount of sexual urges, which forms the way they look at themselves and interact with other people at college, work training programs, or employment. Any comments? There are no comments. I'm going to continue on with different theories about development so everybody gets a good foundation of how we develop.
Well, Denise, if I can jump in there, I can say a few things. I was trying to wait till other people had something to say. But first of all, I've also studied Freud also, and I disagree with even that whole theory. I disagree with that. And for Carl Jung had a little different perspective, and he was a little more on the spiritual side.
Right.
And so idea is that if you look at the human being as just being a sexual entity, then you're going to base everything based on that. Either they are or they aren't sexual or not sexual, and everything's based on that. Whereas if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, you ask yourself, are you connected or are you not connected spiritually?
Right.
And that is where I am. And so I actually disagree with Freud's perspective on that. And but because
Jung did too. Jung was actually Freud's student. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Yeah,
but
sure. Jung, of course,
Carl Jung was Freud's student for many, many years. And
yes, he
that's
was.
How
he still broke
his.
Off.
Did you know that? I don't know if you were aware of that.
Yes, of course. But I'm going to say he still had different perspective. He didn't stay on Freud's path the whole time. He had
different
perspective.
Exactly. They ran into a lot of discussion about the fact that, isn't it true, and for some of you out there who might be familiar with the term humanism, which means that Jung was more, Carl Jung, he was a Swiss psychiatrist, and he believed that we developed around the spiritual aspect of life that Nazim was mentioning, but that we look at ourselves from our purpose. What is our purpose in life? And so many, many times, because both Nazim and I are humanists, that's our philosophy pretty much at White Apple Institute, that we believe that people develop from their spiritual perspective more than any other way, and that people need purpose, okay? They need purpose to grow. And thank you, Nazim, for coming in and validating that for us. And anybody else that just wants to say, yeah, that's right. I mean, that's a cool thing to say. I really love that on the show because it lets other people know that there are other participants online right now. In addition to right now, we have over 7,000 people who have at one time or another plugged into our show to either look at our profile or listen to the archives of the show, and we really appreciate those people wherever you are. But we hope that you call in sometime. Dorothy, do you have that number with you right now? The number that they can actually call into the show and share this number with other people?
Yes, it's 1-646-727-3758.
Right. Of course, for those of you who are already online by calling in on the phone number, you can also go on the computer, sign in and make a comment at blogtalkradio.com, and then you do a /, and then you type in student number 2 to teacher, number 2 teacher, student to teacher. And when you do that, you'll come up on our actual show page, which will explain what our show is all about and give you some additional information and numbers and a way to plug in and have an alarm system kind of like built into your computer or phone to let you know when the show starts every Saturday so you can make sure you join us or at least tape it on your own. We have a lot of people that use something called an RSS feed. Now, for you, those of you that are saying, oh, what is she talking about? I don't know what that is. Don't worry. Eventually, you will learn that because you're calling into this show for one and only one reason. And you tell me if I'm wrong. You're calling into this show because something deep inside of you is calling out and saying, I want to do something different with my life. Okay? I'm curious. I've been searching for something. And I feel lost. I feel like the people in my life have given me some wrong information. I can do something. And I heard about White Apple Institute, or I heard about this radio show, and I want to know more about how I can succeed at work and at school. And we really appreciate you. I wish I could reach out there and hug all of you out there. So let me just send out a big hug and let you know that I'm so proud of you that you are calling in or listening to the show right now because you're doing something special for your life. Now, there's a lot of other theorists out there, and Carl Jung was one of the ones I was going to come up with because he's the opposite of Freud. But there's one that I can't miss at all because of the fact that, as we mentioned earlier in the show, we take into account culture, okay? And at a time and space when culture was not even thought of, okay, there was a guy who lived from, I guess he, in the early 1900s, yeah, he was around the early 1900s too. He wasn't associated with Freud or Jung, but he came up with what they've labeled now the sociocultural theory. So let me just break that down. Don't you dare hang up and say, I don't know what that means, and so this show is too high level for me. No, 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 no. Let me break that down for you just a little bit. If you were dealing with Lev Vygotsky, and so we'll just call him Lev, good old Lev, okay, L-E-V, and check this out. He was from the Soviet Union, of all places. That's what excites me about this guy. He was from the Soviet Union, and he was interested in how people develop in culturally diverse situations. And when we say culture, we're not talking about race, guys, okay? We're talking about people who believe differently than other people, who have different attitudes about life than other people. So people who accept or want to be called disabled, okay, and live that within that particular group because they feel that they're not accepted in non-disabled groups, which doesn't even exist, by the way, then they have developed a culture of disability. And so within that culture, what he says is that we develop skills, okay, and we use these skills and we interact with each other based on a language that we develop in our own society. So people who have disabilities and accept, man, I'm disabled, or women who say, you know, yeah, well, I can't go anywhere because I'm disabled, they actually have their own language or way of speaking to each other, and you'll find that their conversations dwell around their disability and dwell around their lack of being able to go forward in life, make money, and be successful, even though there are plenty of examples out there of people who have done wonderful things from mentally and physically, mentally and physically disabled people. Even children can learn, and that was Lev's position back in the early 1900s. So you can see a lot of these theories, and theories are just the way people think about what when they're looking at things, and they study things. They develop ideas, you know, like opinions. And so this is their opinion, and you can agree with their opinion or you cannot agree with it. Like you heard earlier, Nazim say he doesn't agree with Freud. You heard me say that earlier. I don't necessarily agree with him, but I'm glad that he existed, because if he didn't, we wouldn't have all these theories, because all these theories came out of people wanting to debate what Freud wrote, okay? It awakened something in the mental health field that was latent for so long. In other words, not talked about. And people with mental disabilities were placed in institutions, even people with physical disabilities, were placed in institutional settings and not looked at as a way to become productive in our society. So what we're hoping is that this part one of our discussion will open up some ideas for you of how we can support you in a healthy development, okay, over your lifespan, over your life, okay? Your life spans from the age of 0 to 1 month, that means when you were first conceived by your mother, to whenever you leave here, your physical body says it's tired and it's ready to go. Okay? So know that that can be a very long period, or it could be a very short period, but whatever it is a period of time that you still need to develop. You evidently you're participating in this show because you don't want to sit on the couch all day long and watch the judge shows and soap operas. Okay? Am I right or wrong? I said something there that sparked somebody out there. Okay? Anybody have a comment on what I just said just now? I mean, there's got to be a comment about people who, either that you are yourself, and that's hard to say, to admit, you know, that I myself sit on the couch wondering what I'm going to do with my life, or that you know someone, okay, who doesn't have much of a life at all and doesn't want to go forward. Anybody know anyone?
Well, I know. Well, I know I've had several, you know, clients like that. I've never experienced that, or I can't remember a time when I experienced that, but a lot of people are into that state of, you know, kind of state of being on perpetual pause,
mm-hmm.
you see. And so, yeah, some people are like that. And so I want to just give a little kudos. I think what you're doing is a great benefit to a lot of people, and people are listening from all over the world who you really – never know who are getting benefits, but they are getting benefits. Kind of like rain. When rain comes down, you don't know who's going to benefit from that rain, but somebody will benefit from it.
Oh,
and that's what your program is doing. That's
thank
wonderful.
Thank you very, very much.
Yep. And with that, I have to kind of excuse myself now to prepare for my show. So I will be listening, and hopefully others will be listening to the show coming up too.
Absolutely. It follows right after student to teacher. And again, it's called Reconnected, and we look forward to be participating in your show, Nazim Rashid. Thank you so much for joining us this morning as our special co-host.
Yep, thank you very much. It is 1-347-994-2524. 1-347-994-2524. There you go.
Okay, I hope any of our listeners that didn't get that, you are always welcome to call White Apple Institute to get that information. We'll be glad to share that with you. And our number at White Apple Institute, Dorothy, do you have that number right there with you?
Yes, it's 146. I'm sorry, let me start over. 1-646-727-3758.
Now, that's our number to our radio show, and then we also have a chat line that we run. As a matter of fact, I'm checking our chat line right now to make sure that whether or not someone has contacted us by chat. But I wanted them to know that after the show, they could also call into the White Apple Institute number. Do you have that available?
It's... Well, let's just
480 number. I can go ahead and say that so we won't.
Oh,
it's
okay. I located.
Go
ahead.
It. Okay. Go ahead.
It's 480-659-8582.
Okay. Say that once more.
480-659-8582.
Right, and that's the number to White Apple Institute. We are also located on the web at whiteappleinstitute.org. And at that particular website, you can actually donate money to us to keep our show up and at it. We make no money on this show. This is total voluntary, a total voluntary effort that everybody puts in. To keep our show running and to keep the organization running. So at this point, we work strictly by donations that come in. So we ask that you feel free to donate. We are pending 501c3 and are a nonprofit in the state of Arizona. So with that being said, feel free after the show if you need any information or you just want to talk to myself or one of our counselors, just call our number that was just listed, the 480 number, or simply call 411 information and say White Apple Institute, and not Applewhite Institute. Applewhite's my name, okay? But White Apple Institute, which is three separate words, is the name of the organization that we belong to, and we are listed in the telephone directory internationally. So feel free to call us, and you can ask us any questions from that standpoint. We're also going to give you some other information about how to donate and support our efforts. So we told you about three different theories here that, I mean, and there's other theories, believe me. There's a guy named Erickson. There's a guy named Adler. There's so many out there that you might be interested in their theories. But the major ones that we wanted to focus on today were Freud and Carl Jung, J-U-N-G, and Lev Vygotsky. Vygotsky is V-Y-G-O-T-S-K-Y. And those three theorists helped White Apple Institute to form our idea on how we can support your healthy development and ours. Because, you know, the reason why our show is called Student to Teacher to Student is because we truly believe that at different times in our life, we are all students. And then at another point in our life, we become teachers. And then another time in our life, we go back to being students. So we're always in this interchange of learning and teaching each other certain things. So keep that in mind, that you have enough information inside of you and enough experiences that you could actually teach me something. That's right. Teach us all something. So we really appreciate that. And all you teachers that call in from different areas, especially from China, who are now experiencing a large onset of students with autism, adults with autism, which is a pretty hard thing to take and to put into your classroom. Because if you're not familiar with working with autistic adults, it can be a very, very uncomfortable situation, or working with adults that have mental issues. Okay? We have another caller online, and so we want to make sure we take that caller. And good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. And who's calling? Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. This looks like a 602 number. Okay. Maybe they've left for a moment, so we'll let them go ahead and hang on the phone. So if you understand a little about the theories that I've talked about this morning, then maybe we can move on to the last segment. We have 13 minutes left of the show. And what I wanted to do was talk a little bit about the factor that we have all these special co-hosts and teachers and students and listeners from all over the world. And we know that some of you are in college and at work, okay? We know that there are people that listen to our show even while they're at work on, what was it the person told me? They put the headphones in their ear. It was a janitor, as a matter of fact, in a school in China, and put their headphones on and actually listen to our show while they're doing their work. So they don't miss the show on Saturday. So I'd like to talk about the destructive habits. Okay, that maybe we can explain some of the destructive habits in college and the workforce, and maybe you could stop some of those, which always happens to be a situation where hurting someone else always seems to hurt ourselves. Beverly, you have anything to say about that? The person calling from 418-6000, did I get your name wrong? That looks like Beverly calling this number.
Yes, it is Beverly calling. It's on the line.
Yes, okay.
How is everyone today? It's a pleasure to be here for a moment with everyone, and I don't have really anything to say specifically about your topic. I just wanted to tune in and listen to you today and just be thankful that I'm able to be a part of White Apple Institute. I guess it would just be a matter of giving a testimonial to our Miss Apple here. Yes, first of all, I've called you Apple. Anyway, Professor Apple, who has done a tremendous job of just taking care of the Institute and seeing each and every person in an Institute that would benefit. And the information that she gave a while back on student to teacher to student is very, very true. She comes in and out of that role on a regular basis. She's also helped me to move on and attain different levels of my education. And I wanted to, you know, just publicly thank her for doing that. She's been an inspiration to my education and helped me to cross over a huge milestone, which just happened recently this past month. Had it not been for her encouragement, I would have quit a long time ago. But I did not quit because she was there behind me, pushing me and letting me know that, yes, you can do this. You deserve it, and you can do it. So I just wanted to thank you, Professor Apple, for doing that for me. I truly appreciate it. I appreciate you. I appreciate the Institute, and publicly before all, I tell you I'm going to help and support you in any manner that I can. So thank you very much.
All right, we are ready now to begin closing down the show. We have approximately 9 minutes remaining, and we wanted to get to everybody something new that they're doing to help others. But something they got to announce that's happening. And even if it's in California, New York, or Canada, and Virginia, or whatever, if you got it and you got the paperwork for it, would you please? I don't have it on your hand right now. I know that happens to me. Would you mind reading any public events that may have coming up? Thank you so much for joining us for today's show. We have 8 minutes left on the show, and we want to encourage everybody to use our public library. Is there anything you want to say about that, Dorothy, our public library? Our public library is very important. Well, let me tell you what else is important. And some shows back, we looked at that, so we'll come back to the library in just a minute. We had, and we're going to invite him back again. We had a very brief show. It was a show that not only we don't introduce our special co-host on, but we did discuss why. I'll tell you why. This person travels a lot. This person's not able to get here. You know, we made them part of our show, so, you know, we have enough people to come. Let's see what else I wanted to talk about here. So we suggest that if you really absolutely can't find a walker, please go to Goodwill and let me know when you get one. Not Goodwill necessarily, but just go to Goodwill and get one. Because we really need one here. Really. That would take away the need for us. Need for a walker, Beverly. Hello. That would take away the need for another chair. Hello. Okay. Well, Anyway, the last thing I want to talk of is multicultural theory.
I think we're losing you, Ms. Apple.
Hello?
I think we are kind of losing you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you very much for bringing me back here. I lost track of my notes, and I appreciate you bringing that to my attention. Okay, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
So, yes. So, anyway, we want to make sure that we stay on track, just like, and have people in our life, just like I have Maria in my life that will, that brings it back around again to say, hey, I'm losing you. Come on back. I need your help because I listen to the show so that I can get some really, make sure that I don't develop any destructive habits in college and in work training. And so I need you to help me. And so I want to make sure that we always do that, that we're always there for each other, and that we build something that's never been built before in the United States or around the world. And that's that we have organizations. We have one right now, Maria, that's called the Disabled Peoples International. And Disabled Peoples International is about people with physical disabilities. They work a little bit with people with mental health issues, but not that much. We at White Apple Institute help people with all types of disabilities, and we don't just help them to get a food box. I mean, we have resources for them to get food boxes and clothing and different things like that. But our major objective, our major goal with White Apple Institute is to get people to work and to go to school successfully, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so that way they can have a good life. What they do with that information that we share with them, that's what we want them to do, is to use it so that there won't be an issue with I'm not being successful in school, okay, or I'm not being successful with work. We want them to be able to call.
I want to say something, Ms. Beverly.
Yes, go ahead.
Ms. Apple, is Beverly there? Is she listening?
Yes.
Beverly, I appreciate your words for Ms. Apple. When you were speaking, I was in tears. I appreciate your words, and I appreciate what you said about Ms. Apple. And Ms. Apple, yes, again, in public, like just like Beverly, we thank you for your effort. I mean, I see you sometimes, you are sick, and you push yourself to the limit. And we appreciate you for being a blessing to us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I know that, by the way, and we congratulate Beverly Polnitz this morning. She just made Dr. Beverly Polnitz.
Oh, my
God. Yes, so we dedicate and celebrate her life this morning.
That's good.
As Dr. Beverly Polnitz, and thank her for being part of White Apple Institute. She just she will graduate officially from Arizona State University in December, but she is confirmed as Dr. Polnitz now. And yes, a very beautiful thing. So we hope that also that if any of you are looking for a way to support us and you shop online, if you shop online, I didn't realize that Dorothy had also left the show here to prepare for her next show, but I wanted to make people aware that we do have an online shopping outlet that's connected to every mall, every store in the mall that you see, from Sears to Dillard's to Foot Locker to Payless Shoes. What else? I mean, just anything you can name that's in the mall. We have access to their stores, and they are willing to give us back a certain percentage every time that one of you buys something from the store, in addition to the fact that they will give you, the buyer, a discount for shopping at their store. So you'll get a discount if you want to buy a blouse or anything like that. You want to buy a blouse or anything like that, that you can buy that blouse online and you'll get a discount. So if it's $20, it might be only $17 online. And then in addition to that, you support a percentage of that goes to White Apple Institute and supports our efforts to keep on publishing this radio show. So we hope that you will, you know, go online at, here it is, whiteappleinstituteblastoff.com. Okay? And if that doesn't work, again, call our home office number at 480-659-8582 for White Apple Institute. And remember, we leave you with this today. The best way to find out if you can best way to find out if you can try to achieve it. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Saturday from 10 to 11. Stay tuned for Nazim Marcus.
Tanita, Applewhite's residence. Hello?